Good morning and welcome to Simply People. It's Monday, April 15th. On today's show, Nick Veal shares his thoughts on the Golden Bachelor Jerry Turner and Theresa Nist's divorce, while Paris Hilton surprises fans by crashing Vampire Weekend's Coachella set to play cornhole. Plus, Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift have a sweet date night at Coachella. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply People. We start off with some surprising news from the world of reality TV. The Golden Bachelor couple, Theresa Nist and Jerry Turner, shocked fans last week by announcing they are getting divorced, just 3 months after their televised wedding special in January. Former Bachelor star Nick Veal weighed in on the surprising split, and he thinks there may be more to the story than the couple is letting on. Bella is here with more details on Veal's take. What stood out to Veal about this breakup announcement?
Veal told People that what shocked him the most was that this wasn't just a normal breakup or end of an engagement, but a full-on divorce announcement. He said he was caught off guard by the abruptness of it. Veal pointed out that it doesn't require lawyers to get out of an engagement, but it does to get out of a marriage. So he's curious what changed with Gary and Theresa that made them so sure to sign a marriage license, only to get divorced a few months later.
Veal seems to be implying there may have been some behind-the-scenes issues we don't know about. Did he elaborate on that?
Yes. Veal straight up said he feels like there's more to the story that we're not hearing. He even suggested that maybe Jerry is not as golden as everyone hoped he would be. Veal said he would welcome Theresa onto his podcast if she ever decides to tell her side of things. In fact, he thinks her thoughts on the relationship's end would be more interesting to hear than Jerry's version of events.
In their joint interview announcing the split, Nist and Turner cited distance and living arrangements as a key factor, with Nist based in New Jersey and Turner preferring his lake house in Indiana. What did Veal make of that explanation?
Veal is not buying the distance excuse. He said he doesn't think their relationship ended because they couldn't find an apartment together. Veal believes they clearly could have made it work location-wise if they wanted to, but they simply chose not to. He predicted that the full truth will come out in a couple months.
Interesting perspective from someone who has been through the reality TV dating experience himself multiple times. Finally, what does Veal think this means for the future of the Senior Bachelor franchise?
Veal acknowledged that viewers really enjoyed watching The Golden Bachelor and seeing the cast earnestly look for love. But he doesn't think having a TV wedding only to get divorced 3 months later necessarily helped the franchise. It will be interesting to see how this impacts the upcoming Golden Bachelorette series.
Thanks for that insight from Nick Veal, Bella. Shifting gears now to the world of tech, Figma, the startup in the process of being acquired by Adobe for $20 billion, is not waiting around for the deal to close. The company just announced it is adding 3 new generative AI features to its FigJam online whiteboard tool to help users get started and organize projects more easily. For more on this, we're joined by our Simply Tech correspondent. So what exactly is Figma adding here with these new AI capabilities?
Figma is leveraging generative AI in a few key ways with FigJam. First, they are using AI to help users create new FigJam boards from scratch. The blank canvas can be intimidating for new users, so Figma developed a tool that lets you describe the type of board you want to create, like a project timeline or brainstorming session. The AI then generates a template to get you started based on that description.
Interesting. So it's lowering the barrier to entry for those who may not be as familiar with the platform. What else are they doing with AI?
Another pain point Figma is addressing is organizing all the digital sticky notes that tend to pile up on these collaborative boards. As a board grows, it can become unwieldy to sort through everything manually. So Figma added an AI-powered feature to automatically group related sticky notes together by theme, like tasks assigned to a certain person or ideas around a particular topic. This should make it much easier to keep things tidy and find relevant information quickly.
That does sound useful for keeping these workspaces manageable as they scale up. Any other AI enhancements?
The last one is a summarization tool. Once a FigJam board is full of ideas and discussion points across all those sticky notes, Figma can now automatically generate a high-level summary to pull out the key themes and takeaways. This has the potential to save a lot of time compared to someone having to read through everything and manually synthesize it.
It's fascinating to see Figma applying AI to make this visual collaboration tool more accessible and efficient. Do we know what language model they are using under the hood to power this?
Figma said they are leveraging OpenAI's models, which they have fine-tuned to understand Figma and FigJam-specific concepts like certain diagram types and visual elements. They also mentioned putting guardrails in place to prevent misuse or inappropriate content generation.
With surveys showing over 70% of workers struggle with collaboration, it will be interesting to see if AI-assisted features like these can help teams work together more effectively. Figma is rolling out these generative AI capabilities in FigJam as an open beta starting today. Thanks for the insights. In other news, pop superstar Taylor Swift and NFL tight end Travis Kelce were spotted enjoying performances together at the first weekend of the Coachella Music Festival. The couple, who began dating last September, have been keeping a relatively low profile while Swift is on break from her Eras tour, but it seems they couldn't resist taking in some live music in Indio, California. For more on their Coachella date night, we turn to our correspondent at the festival. What can you tell us about Taylor and Travis's outing?
David, the couple was seen dancing, singing along to songs, and mingling with friends and fans throughout the weekend. One of the most talked about moments came during DJ Dom Dalla's set on Thursday night. In a video captured by a concertgoer, Kelce can be seen effortlessly lifting Swift up into the air, giving her a better view of the crowd and stage. The moment drew comparisons to the iconic scene in The Lion King, where Rafiki presents baby Simba. Swift and Kelce also hung out with actress Sabrina Carpenter and actor Barry Keoghan during rapper Ice Spice's performance. Ice Spice is featured on a remix of Swift's song Karma. The group was spotted dancing and singing along when Ice Spice performed the track.
It sounds like Swift and Kelce had quite the star-studded weekend. Did Swift's Eras Tour opening act Sabrina Carpenter spend a lot of time with the couple?
Yes, Carpenter and her rumored boyfriend Barry Keoghan were seen right in front of Swift and Kelce during Ice Spice's set, and the two couples posed for photos together. Swift has become close with Carpenter after she opened for her on the most recent leg of the Eras Tour. But Carpenter and Keoghan weren't the only celebrities Swift posed with this weekend. The pop star also linked up with Real Housewives of New Jersey star Teresa Giudice for a photo op. Giudice's husband, Luis Ruelas, who snapped the pic, celebrated the interaction between his wife and Swift on Instagram, calling them both absolute queens.
And it wasn't just Swift supporting her famous friends at Coachella. She also showed some love for her boyfriend, didn't she?
That's right. Swift was spotted wearing a baseball cap promoting New Heights, the podcast Kelce hosts with his brother Jason. The couple seems to be going strong, having recently vacationed together in the Bahamas in March. A source told People the getaway was a much-needed break for the both of them. With Swift currently on a break from her Eras tour and Kelce gearing up to host the game show Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity, it's good to see them squeezing in some quality time together, even among the Coachella crowds.
It certainly seems like Swift and Kelce made the most of their weekend in the desert. The music festival continues next weekend with headliners Tyler, the Creator, Lana Del Rey, and Doja Cat. In a disturbing turn of events, a Los Angeles man has been arrested on suspicion of torturing and killing a cat, and authorities believe he may be a serial animal abuser. 27-year-old Rogelio Diaz was taken into custody on April 11th after allegedly taking a cat from the driveway of a Lawndale, California home and repeatedly striking it on the sidewalk. For more on this story, we turn to our correspondent. What more can you tell us about this incident?
According to the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department, the alleged animal abuse was captured on a home security camera. The footage reportedly shows Diaz crossing a busy street, entering a driveway, and picking up the cat before proceeding to torture the animal for approximately 11 minutes. The cat, named Mimi, later died from its injuries in the arms of its owner's daughter. Investigators say when Diaz was arrested, he had cat food on his person, leading them to believe there may be additional animal victims.
That is truly horrific. What is known about the suspect and his history?
Not much is known at this point, as the investigation is still ongoing. However, detectives strongly suspect Diaz may be a serial animal abuser based on the nature of this offense and additional evidence that has not been made public. The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department is encouraging anyone with information about Diaz or other potential animal abuse incidents to contact them. They have provided phone numbers for their South Los Angeles station, as well as Crime Stoppers for anonymous tips.
And what about the cat's owner? How are they coping with this terrible tragedy?
The owner's mother, who asked to remain anonymous out of fear that Diaz could be violent towards people as well, described the immense pain and hurt this has caused her daughter. She expressed her terror at the thought that someone who could torture an animal with no remorse might also be capable of harming a child. This family is understandably devastated by the loss of their beloved pet under such cruel circumstances.
What a heartbreaking situation for that family and community. Do we know what charges Diaz is facing and when he may appear in court?
Diaz has been arrested for allegedly torturing and killing a live animal. He is set to be arraigned on April 15th at the Torrance Courthouse. Bail has not yet been set. If convicted under California law, a felony animal cruelty charge can carry a sentence of up to 3 years in prison. However, it remains to be seen if additional charges could be filed if more animal victims are uncovered.
We will certainly be following this animal abuse case closely as the investigation continues to unfold. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply People. We'll see you back here tomorrow.